win in a sweep or in a dramatic game seven.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Dramatic game seven. Let's take one of your teams, Ben. It can't be football because they only play one game. Who's your favorite hockey team?
The Preds.
The Preds, right? Ben loves the Preds. Best thing about watching the Preds play is what? Watching the Preds play.
No, you're
you know
wrong.
What I mean? You're wrong. With a seventh game, you get seven games. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather watch seven hockey games than just four.
Airing every day from
noon to three.
You have done this to yourself. All I have to do is kick away the chair, my friend. The most famous Predator series of the last 5 years when they swept the Chicago Blackhawks. And now Chicago cannot argue with Nashville ever because all they have to say is, hey, brooms.
Brooms. Sure, they beat the brooms. Blackhawks, but you remember what happened.
Hey, Chicago, you trying to talk trash to me? You got swept. Brooms.
On 1340 WKGN.
Sweeping the team makes such a statement of, hey, we're better than you. When it's a sweep, you leave no doubt. Nothing.
Drama.
There is nothing worse than losing a playoff game. And you've
game
given
seven
me that pain.
Game 7 is massive.
And you've given me that pain three times.
But
no
game
thanks.
7 becomes so massive.
Brooms out, bitch.
Just watch.
Sweep. Sweep.
Hour two kicking off here in the Fan Run Studios. Let's hit some hour two headlines, Cam. What do you got?
All right. We've been talking free agency, stuff like that. Well, probably one of the worst things you could do on the eve of free agency is get a felony charge.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Miles Bridges pulled it off. Miles Bridges was arrested last night on a felony domestic violence charge. He was going to be a restricted free agent today when that kicked off.
It goes back to what I'm saying about the Charlotte Hornets. They're not going to be in the playoffs next year, I don't think. Miles Bridges, I mean, what is going to happen here? Is he going to get, I mean, does the NBA like really have any track record with domestic violence to this nature? Because, I mean, I guess I haven't seen an official police report, but I saw people tweeting, which again, maybe I shouldn't use that as the official stance, but like I saw people saying that like he beat this woman to the point where she was like in the hospital.
Oh wow.
And like fled the scene.
Jeez.
Been a very bad offseason for him. Like since the minute the Hawks kicked his ass in the play-in game.
Yeah.
You remember him going off the floor and throwing his mouthpiece and hanging like a 10-year-old girl?
Yeah.
Then you know, tweeting out or Instagramming out a video of him drinking lean.
Mm-hmm.
AKA cough syrup, codeine.
Yeah, bad couple months for him in general.
To now, you know, apparently, you know, beating the hell out of a woman.
This is absurd.
I hate that, you know, it becomes a sports conversation. But, like, I mean, at 24 years old, like, he's a really good player.
Yeah. He was like 27 and almost 4, something like that last year.
What? He didn't average. He had 27 points a game?
Or 20 points, 7 rebounds, and then I think like almost 4 assists.
Okay, so 27 and 4. Okay, so there's no way a guy's averaging 27 points a game. But no, I mean, like, while playing some pretty good defense, like he is a really good player, and he was due for a max contract. But if you're Michael Jordan, if you're anybody in the NBA, like you can't give this guy a max contract this year.
Yep.
Again, he might be suspended for a full year. I don't know what happens here.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time we had a NBA player with a assault charge.
I mean, I really don't either. Like, I know for a while, like, you know, they had some gun problems where people were getting in trouble. Yeah. But, like, I can't even really think of too many NBA players getting arrested. The Hornets have had two this offseason. Like, they had Montrezl Harrell get caught with, like, what was it? It was, like, what, 3 pounds of weed?
Jeez, yeah, it was something like that.
Which wasn't really, like, people act like that was, like, him out there trafficking. I would say he was probably just buying enough weed for him and his friends, is what I was guessing. 3 pounds of weed is probably, like,
with
2 weeks
money,
for him and his friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I'm guessing, but they were trying to get him on, like, drug trafficking charges, and he got arrested. Bridges reportedly turned himself in after an argument between him and an unidentified woman turned physical, reported TMZ Sports. I don't know what happens here in the NBA.
Let's see. I'm trying to see if I can find any recent situations.
But he is a promising young player, but like I said, somebody's got to get him under control.
Jackson Hayes got arrested for domestic.
Really? When was that?
Violence. This was January 2022 is when this article was last updated.
Was he back for the playoffs? What happened? Did he get suspended at all?
I don't remember seeing a suspension. They said, yeah, I guess he got arrested like after the fact for something in July of last year. Yeah, this article doesn't say if he was suspended or not, but
okay. Reports coming out. If you are a Memphis Grizzlies fan, some free agency news, some buzz at least. Now, report out there that the Grizzlies are interested in Joe Ingles.
Okay.
The Utah Jazz, or, you know, he got traded somewhere. I don't know where the hell he was at, but he was hurt when he got traded. But no longer with the Jazz, obviously, and coming off of a torn ACL, but I guess he'd be ready for the start of the season.
I think so. He should be, the way Madison is these days.
I guess he would basically be taking, I would imagine, the role of what Kyle Anderson was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, slow-mo, kind of out there as that small four that can handle the ball a little bit and create some offense. Much better shooter than him, but.
All right.
Any other headlines?
Yeah. So, I guess just a lot of NBA stuff right now. It seems like Schofield, Admiral Schofield, did get a two-way qualifying offer from the Orlando Magic. So, he's at least hanging around.
He's still hanging around.
So, good for him there. Other news, Kemba Walker and the Pistons basically have negotiated a contract buyout. So, Kemba Walker will be a free agent as well. He'll be back doing that.
Kemba Walker's probably like, is he going to end up with the Lakers? Like, so far, like, I've seen like Blake Griffin being the only name like linked to the Lakers. So, like, go ahead and throw Kemba Walker out there too.
Yeah, I still only want Mo Bamba, but I feel like somebody else is going to pay Mo Bamba. Probably.
I mean, if you're
more.
Mo Bamba, like, that might be the best place you could go though. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it worked for Malik Monk, who was kind of coming off of his first deal.
Yeah.
And now, you know, he basically went out there and took the minimum, right? I mean, he was only getting like $2 million last year. And now the thought is, like, he might be a $12, $14 million player is what I saw Brian Windhorst talking about. So, like, he bet on himself on a team that people were watching and played pretty well. So, like, maybe Mo Bamba taking, like, a one-year deal with the Lakers might be a better idea to, like, go and play and have eyeballs on you and, like, get a bunch of open shots and maybe make an impact on a team that is trying to accomplish something. I don't think the Lakers will, but they're trying to, obviously.
Yeah, no, probably is a good career plan there.
If you're Kemba, I mean, it could be worse than, like, you know, the Lakers need shooting, and Kemba can still shoot.
Yep. Yeah, because they shouldn't, like you said, Monk's going to get paid a little bit, so he's probably not going to be back. That's all they want him back, but.
I think the most they can give him $6 million, though, and like I said, I think, like, they were talking that he could get, you know, $12 to $14 million.
So, yeah, he should be out of there, but we'll see. Some movie news. Dune 2 has its release date.
All right, Dune 2, what do we got?
November 17th, 2023.
Have you watched the first one yet?
I did not. I was going to wait for the second one because I heard it was just kind of like a setup movie.
So you're just going to wait and watch them both?
Yeah.
That's okay. Kind
of my game plan there. But
not the worst idea. So when's that coming out?
November 23rd. Is that right? November 17th, 2023.
Okay. So I guess that got pushed back. I think it was supposed to originally come out towards the end of October, so they pushed it back to, I mean, Thanksgiving, that's around the time of Thanksgiving. That's a big movie time. I guess also I saw, speaking of which, and sequels of big movies, the next Godzilla versus Kong movie has its release date.
What?
March 15th of 2024. Not to get too excited, so still, you know, a little,
something to look forward to,
little less than 2 years away
out there.
There.
Gotta get out there.
21 months away from the next Godzilla versus Kong movie.
Other news, R. Kelly got sentenced to 30 years in prison.
I gotta be honest, I really thought he was already, like, in prison for a long time. Like, I know he was there, like, being held, but, like, I thought he already had been sentenced. I thought, like, we already knew, like, hey, he's gonna be gone for a while.
I thought so, too, but, yeah, when I saw this come out, I think last night or so. But
so he officially got his 30 years, huh?
I thought he was trapped in the courtroom, but
No, no, he's not there. He's trapped in the jail cell. I gotta be honest. It's a lot of music we have to cancel now.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
A lot of music.
Pretty decent songs, too.
Yeah. Some bops.
No more remixes to Ignition.
No. No.
Sad day. Sad day for that. Well, I guess it's been past the sad day, but 30 years confirmed.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a sad day for a lot of people for a long time, but either way. Any other headlines, Cam?
Not really.
Okay. It's all right. You did good. Good job.
We'll be back with more next hour.
Atlanta Hawks acquire guard DeJounte Murray. There you go. There's another headline for you.
That's a pretty big headline. Oof. Man, made me so happy.
I know, that was nice.
Finally, they did something. Team never does anything. What a time to be alive.
How'd it feel to be on the right side of a big transaction?
It's surreal. It doesn't even seem real yet.
I gotta be honest. My teams have had a pretty good run of doing that. You know, I got last year of like getting Julio.
Yeah.
The year before of getting like Clowney. My teams, you know, neither one worked out great, but like.
But you got the names that you, you know.
I mean, won the division both of those years. You know, with Clowney and with Clowney and is that right? Did we win the division with Clowney that year? Yeah, we did.
I think so.
Yeah. And then, you know, last year with Julio obviously didn't go well. But my team has been, you know, making splashy transactions. But
there you go. But yeah.
Now the Hawks did it. Let's go to break. Talk sports on Fan Run Radio. You've seen this video going around the internets on college football Reddit?
Oh,
college football circles?
I have not yet.
It is a Texas A&M, looks like a coach. I don't know if he's a recording coordinator. I don't know. I don't know who he is. He's a youngest-looking black guy, so like maybe a defensive backs coach. Like, I don't even know who their coordinators are. It's not Jimbo Fisher. I don't know. I don't know what the guy does. But he's got some recruits, and they're sitting there inside of, is it Kyle Stadium? Sitting there in Kyle Stadium, empty seats. He's pointing up at the luxury boxes. He's looking at the field, and they have him on video saying, y'all getting a lot of money from the people behind these suites if you decide to come to play here.
Uh-oh.
Which, you know, I got no issue with, like from a moral standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
We've all made we've all accepted the reality. We've all made the concession. We all know that, hey, like these players are getting paid now legally with NIL deals. We know that. Tennessee knows that. We're doing it here.
Absolutely.
Now we're not on video admitting it or whatever, but like we're talking about it. We know. But it is funny coming from Texas A&M, right?
Oh, absolutely.
After you had Jimbo cry about, you know, buying a recruiting class and all that, it is funny. It is pretty damn funny that it's coming from Texas A&M.
Yeah, of all the schools, except maybe Miami would have been one, but you would have thought this could have possibly came from.
I'm going to be honest. Miami would just be like, yeah.
Yeah.
We got that deal. We know. We already had the deal in place where we give you at least $500 for every scholarship player. No. Texas A&M is without doubt the funniest school because they're the ones up there crying about it.
Yeah. No, they were, very.
Now, maybe Alabama also would have been funny. Just since Nick Saban was acting like they don't do that.
Yeah, that would have been a good one as well.
But Texas A&M, and it, you know, only if Jimbo Fisher was the one on camera saying it.
That'd be great.
But still.
Yeah, no. It's
I need a comment from Jimbo. Please, someone get a microphone in front of him. Because I remember the way he acted when it was talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he acted like he like Nick Saban came in there and like shot his dog, basically. He's like, I can't.
No, it was like Nick Saban came in and accused Jimbo Fisher of shooting Jimbo Fisher's dog. Who, me? I don't shoot dogs. My daddy taught me better than to shoot dogs. Your daddy didn't raise you right. You probably shot the dog.
What's up there crying? Oh, man. But, yeah, no, that's a. I mean, obviously it's happening. Like, we knew it was happening, so it's not as. crazy as if, you know, before the NIL stuff, if you would have heard this on video, people probably make a huge deal and the NCAA probably get someone involved. But now you're just kind of like, okay. It's funny, but that's kind of where we are.
Now, I will say, like, this seems, you know, like the clearest case we have of inducement.
Yeah, yeah. The thing that you didn't want to have happen, you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this does seem like the... Now, you can always say, like, okay, we didn't say how much money, and we're not promising them any money. Mm-hmm. We're saying that, like, you can earn this money if you come here. Like, you can always say that. Like, I don't think this is all of a sudden going to get Texas A&M nailed because you have me on tape saying these guys will give you a bunch of money. Well, yeah, they will. Yeah. We have NIL deals here. Like, we know that. So, like, I don't think it's not like having them on wiretap like Will Wade.
Yeah, yeah, it's different from that.
It's not that, but it is really, really funny that it's Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
And I need someone to get Jimbo a camera and watch them try to spin this and talk about how it's different. I'm imagining, I'm pretty good at predicting what these coaches will say. I'm imagining that's what Jimbo's going to say is, yeah, we have NIL opportunities here.
Yeah, they're going to spin zone it for sure.
That's what'll happen.
I want to see Saban have a comment, just random side comment.
Saban is not petty enough to do that. He's not online enough to do that. Now, maybe Lane Kiffin will do something.
Yeah.
I can see Lane.
I can definitely see that.
Lane will find it. But, no, I don't think we're going to get it from Saban himself.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Someone needs to get a camera in front of Jimbo, though. I want to hear him try to wiggle his way out of this one. Cam, you've been talking about it. It's list season.
It is list season.
We have a list season. We have a list ready to go today.
We got standings today.
Okay, we got standings today. So this is a projection prediction.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm reading an article from our friend Rick Butler here.
Oh.
Basically about Athlon Sports, SEC college football projected standings.
Okay, so Rick Butler's not the one making these predictions.
No,
but
he
is aggregating someone else making
bit.
The prediction.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, we basically got that from Athlon Sports.
What is Athlon Sports saying?
They got us finishing second in the East.
Second in the East, huh?
Uh-huh. They have a predicted record and everything on here, too.
Who's number one?
Georgia.
No, yeah, I'm kidding, Cam. I know who's picked to finish number one in the East. I don't need you.
Just checking.
I don't need you to tell me that. I got that. I could figure that one out myself.
They have them going 12-1, though, and their loss not being in the SEC, so I don't know who they have them losing to.
What?
Yeah, like, did they lose to Oregon?
Would it be the SEC championship, maybe? I mean, 12-1, they only played 12 games.
Yeah, so I guess losing the championship, yeah.
Okay.
They didn't listen. Yeah, they have them 8-0 in the regular season, SEC, I guess.
Yeah.
They had us going 4-4.
I mean, I wouldn't imagine they don't have them losing to Oregon, so I would figure that means they are. Losing
so,
the SEC championship.
Where
do they have Alabama going?
They have Alabama going
13 games or 12 games?
13-0, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that must be what it is. Yeah. And first in the West, obviously, there.
Yeah, you got to finish first if you finish undefeated. So that would make sense there. You said they had Tennessee going 4-4 in conference?
Yep. How does it go in 8-4 overall, 4-4 in conference?
That's kind of gross.
Yeah. They don't specify who the teams are, so... You know, you can obviously assume Georgia, Alabama.
Yes, that is a fair assumption since both those teams went undefeated in the regular season, Cam.
So, and then they have us tied in the SEC record with Florida and Kentucky. So I would assume you at least beat one of those.
Yeah, you would have beaten one of those or else you would lose a tiebreaker. But you theoretically could beat both of them, although I don't know where you'd find another
losses.
Then
you'd have
losses.
LSU and
I would say,
somebody
I would say
you would,
LSU
right?
And then one of Florida, Kentucky is probably who they're saying you're losing to.
Yep.
Probably.
And I'm going to say it's not Kentucky just because Kentucky comes in at third at 8-4 as well, so I feel like they would have jumped you off tiebreakers there.
Am I wrong just for saying gross there?
No, it just...
Which the tiebreaker, if all three teams finished 4-4, it wouldn't come down to head-to-head?
Okay,
if
fair
assuming
enough.
Like it was a round robin, like if... We lost to Kentucky, but Florida beat them, but we beat Florida. Like, it wouldn't come down to head-to-head at that point.
Okay. But, yeah, they got three teams tied at 4-4 in the SEC East, with Kentucky also going 8-4 and Florida going 7-5. But, yeah, no, gross fits, just because I think we've kind of almost talked ourselves into, like, 9 wins at this point.
Yeah, I mean – It did seem gross when you tell me 4-4 in the SEC.
Yeah, yeah.
Which may be like when you have two losses that are all but guaranteed. I know. Mm-hmm. I know we'll talk ourselves into having a chance against Alabama this year. We always do.
Would it look better to you if it was 5-3 in the SEC and you still went 8-4 and lost to Pittsburgh?
No. I mean, ultimately, yes, because your conference is what matters.
Yeah.
Your conference is what is sustained, what you have to deal with. Like, once this Pittsburgh series is over, Cam, I would say it's possible we never play Pittsburgh in either of our lifetimes ever again.
That's probably actually true.
Yeah, I mean, like, pretty accurate. I mean, I guess we could run into him in a bowl game, so maybe I wouldn't bet on that. But, like, it's possible we never play them in at least the regular season ever again.
Yeah.
So I don't care if they leave with the one up on you.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, like, in the long run, what you do in conference is probably what more actually matters in recruiting.
Yeah, more important, yeah.
So would I trade a Pittsburgh win for a Kentucky win? Or a Pittsburgh win for an LSU win? Mm-hmm. The answer is yes.
Okay.
Agree or disagree?
I think I agree. I just also think, I don't know. Obviously, I don't really know how good all these teams are going to exactly end up panning out to be. But I feel like the SEC losses are more acceptable just because they're better teams.
We got some breaking news. Hit the horn.
What
in the world?
Oh no! What happened?
Let me make sure this guy's legit. He's got a blue check. Yeah, he seems to be. I mean, I don't know if he's as good as like Bruce Feldman, but according to John Wilner,
okay,
blue check covers the Pac-12. I don't know how legit he is. Seattle Times Sports. I mean, or he's syndicated by them. I don't know. Either way, Cam, brace yourself for this.
Okay.
USC and UCLA are leaving the Pac-12 to go to the Big Ten as early as 2024.
What? What?
Move quotes, or move stars. He's, I guess, trying to emphasize this point. The move has not been finalized at the highest levels of power. But he's got the report, at least. USC and UCLA planning to leave as soon as 2024. Send us a break. I got to digest that.
That's absurd. Okay.
Come up with some takes there.
A good night's sleep. We all want one.
Well, Cam, I took a break to dissect it, and I still don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, that was not what I was expecting to see happen today. That's for sure. I guess it's just the response to the SEC adding Oklahoma and Texas. I guess the Big Ten said they had to do something, but I'm kind of surprised that UCLA and USC kind of were like, yeah, let's do this.
Well, I'm not surprised that USC and UCLA wants to move.
Yeah, but the Big Ten doesn't. I thought they would have.
I mean,
I guess it doesn't matter nowadays. It's so easy to travel everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, traveling. Look, I mean, is this just another step to the Big Four? Yeah. 16-team conferences, like we've talked about?
I think so.
As JT points out, Rutgers and USC are now in the same conference.
Ah. Uh-huh.
New Jersey.
That trip to New Jersey is going to be brutal.
New Jersey and LA hanging out in the same conference, which, I mean, hey, it sounds like a good TV market.
Yeah, yeah. Rutgers is going to be in shambles flying out to LA to get beat down by USC.
Which, I mean, the SEC has Texas and Oklahoma coming in, but at least you can make the case that Texas is somewhat of the South, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You already had Texas A&M there. At least, you know, it makes a little bit more geographical sense. This is a move that, you know, just rips up even the concept of geographical allegiances.
Absolutely. And there's already a few that were, like, you considered, like, quote, a stretch, and they weren't even that bad. It's like the, like, Rutgers to the Big Ten, where you're just like, oh, that doesn't necessarily, like, click when you think about it, but it also wasn't really that far.
I was going to say, when I think of the Big Ten, Cam, I think of, like, cold and dreary and, like, New Jersey. Enough. Can I check that box? Okay, I'm like, hey, enough. You know, that kind of makes sense. You can tell me that, you know, Rutgers, is Rutgers the name of the city, too? Like, Rutgers, New Jersey? I don't know if that's the name of the city.
No, I think it's Piscataway.
Oh, that's right. That is correct, yes. You can tell me that Rutgers, wherever it's at in Piscataway, is right next to Penn Station, or Happy Valley, excuse me, yeah, where Penn State is. And I'd be like, yeah.
You wouldn't question it, yeah.
That checks out. Like, when I see those games on TV, it looks like the same place. I don't know how far it is away from, like, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Or at least, like, where, you know, Happy Valley is. I don't know how far of away Rutgers is from there, but, like, it checks out. It passes the TV test for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland, you might lose me a little bit on Maryland, I guess.
Okay.
Or Nebraska. But
Nebraska and Iowa are the two closest schools to USC, UCLA now in the Big Ten.
Yeah? Well, there you go. So, I mean, we were already playing at least a little loosely with the geographical ties, you know, once we brought Missouri in and once Maryland mm-hmm. gets there and those things. We're like, this is just ripping them up and saying, yeah we don't care.
Whatever happens.
if this happens.
Wasn't there some, like, AAC teams kind of like that? I guess, like, Houston and, like, UConn are in the same conference.
But those are Group 5 conferences that are basically just trying to survive.
Yeah.
And when they get some guys poached, they poach the next highest that's ready to step up. So, mm-hmm. yeah, we already had some issues there, but
I think you got to be so mad if you're Utah and Oregon. You're going to have to move, I think.
I mean, it seems, Cam, that this, to me, my takeaway here, and look, I'm far from a college football expert. Mm-hmm. I do like to think I have some common sense, though, and that I can sometimes see storylines before they happen and moves that are going to happen before they happen. To me, Cam, this just opens the door for the big 12 and the Pac-10 to just, or Pac whatever's left,
just
Pac-10, I guess.
Merge?
Yeah, just to merge. Because that's the only way those conferences are staying alive.
I could see that happening for sure. I think you are right. I think we are trending on the path of, like, the super conferences. But it was always, you know, headed that direction to an extent, but seems like teams are finally, or schools are finally making that initiative to try to do it. Wow, Mike, was not expecting that today.
It was, you know, we were having at least somewhat of a conversation about Tennessee football, and then, you know, this mm-hmm. just kind of dropped in on us, and we're trying to dissect it. You know, it might not even be true. Again, this is just the only guy I've seen really talking about it.
Yeah. Well, a bunch of other, you know, people with checks are quote tweeting and talking. And
oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
I haven't seen.
Now, at this point, yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen any of those.
I also haven't looked at every single person with a checks resume here, but you got a bunch of guys, people, yeah, quote tweeting that and posting it, things like that. So
it feels like we've always been destined for a – or not always, but, like, it seems like the recent destiny has pointed to 4 conferences, 16 teams.
Yeah.
Where does this put the Big Ten at now? Do they have 16 teams now?
I think so. I think they'll put them at 16. So I'm pretty sure, yeah.
They're already at 14, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So it puts them at their 16. And, look, these are two big brands. Like, from USC and UCLA standpoint, the Pac-12 was an entity that I won't say was dying, but it was on life support.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've talked about the lack of relevancy on the West Coast when it came to football. We've talked about that. You know, it hurts when USC's down, and USC might have been on their way back with Lincoln Riley. But the Pac-12 has been, pretty irrelevant from a national standpoint. But mm-hmm. we did have two brands, or at least one brand and one city that, you know, was a sleeping powerhouse, which is one of the best programs of all time when you look at their history.
Yep.
And now they're going to the Big Ten to give them their – they're going to be the first conference with 16 teams, apparently.
Jeez.
We know that the SEC is adding Oklahoma and Texas, which will give them 16 teams.
Mm-hmm. They're just beating us to it a little bit.
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, we had ours announced first.
Mm-hmm.
And they say as early as 2024. We talked about Texas and Oklahoma might be here in 2024. So, I mean, like, it might be the same year. So, we got the two major conferences. And the Big Ten has stayed lockstep with the SEC every step of the way, except for, like, national titles. We know that, like, when it comes to actually, like, winning the big games, the SEC is still, you know, outpaced the Big Ten. But when it comes to, like, TV revenue and relevancy, or at least
the money's been close.
Dollars, yeah, like, the Big Ten has stayed lockstep.
They were anti the expansion of the playoffs, right?
They were.
Yeah.
They were. Until 2025, which maybe like, hey, give us a chance to get our conferences ready.
Be part of it too, yeah.
So we have two big time conferences.
Are they going to change the name to Big 16?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I feel like they should.
Just the Big 16. I mean, I don't know. I feel like it kind of stupid. They do. It does feel like they need a different name besides the Big 10 because my guys, that was a long time ago when you had 10 teams.
Yeah.
It was a long, long time ago.
Well, Pac-12's back to the Pac-10. Going back in time a little bit.
Yeah, but they changed their name to the Pac-12. They got to go back.
They should have kept it.
Which now, like, they are big losers now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
They have lost their equivalent of Texas and Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
At least market-wise. Like, I don't think UCLA had really been at the level of either Texas or Oklahoma in football. No. But at the other sports, yeah. Like in basketball, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that is going to be fun for basketball.
No, basketball is going to be great. The Pac-12 dies when it comes to basketball, too, though, because USC and UCLA are they not the two best programs there, too?
No. Oh, Arizona.
Okay, yeah, Arizona. Maybe, good call. The two of the best three.
Yeah.
It's not like Utah's any good there. Oregon obviously Oregon's made some runs. I mean, they've been a good tournament team, but they haven't been like a great regular season team. But yeah, like they're two of the four best there, hands down.
Absolutely.
Stanford, of course, had some moments, same as Washington, all those
and
things.
Colorado
but
every once in a while, but
yeah.
Oregon State, we ran into them.
So now they're just gonna be left with what? Oregon,
as far as football relevancy, Oregon and Utah, as far as Utah being good, right? You know, I don't think people always realize that Utah's always good.
Or that they really matter.
Yeah.
But you're right, they're good. But I don't know if even being good matters.
Yeah.
I mean, it does, but like unless you're going to be elite, like being good doesn't really matter because Utah's been good, Cam, the last decade. And no one's cared about Pac-12 football in the last decade. So like they've been good. But they don't move the needle. And, like, no one's staying up to watch Utah play. Mm-hmm. And that matters. Like, they get lost in the Mountain Time Zone. They get lost, without having any superstars or, truly elite teams. Oregon even lost Cristobal. So, like, I don't know, like, what's going to happen with Oregon moving forward. Will they still be elites? Maybe. Or at least, like, I'm going to rephrase that because they haven't been elite in a long time. Are they still going to be really good? Maybe. They got Nike money. If I'm Oregon, I'm like, damn it. We have dropped the ball. Yeah. And that's what hurts for these other schools. Like, that's what hurts when you are Oklahoma State in the Big 12. That's what hurts when you are Oregon right now is you lost the two best teams or the two highest profile teams, programs in your conference, and now you're kind of left and you're very close to just being a Group 5 school. Very, very close. Very, very close. As Sam writes in, looking forward to UCLA making the trip to Illinois in late November. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to hit the same. I look forward to – I hope they make USC and UCLA play some of the big noon games. Make them play at 9 a.m. Locally.
Oh, boy, that's – did not see this coming today, but wow.
But
– yeah, I wonder what, like, yeah, like – what the Oregon and Utahs are going to do now, because I don't think you want to stay put and hope your conference sticks it out.
But what I would ask him is, I mean, I guess these conferences theoretically could move past 16, but that seems like a scheduling nightmare in football.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the SEC is already going to have, like, their hands full of trying to do, like, a 16-team conference conference schedule every year while keeping it 8 or 9 games.
Yeah.
Can you go much higher? I mean, I know, like, once we talked about getting Oklahoma and Texas in the SEC, there was talks about, hey, they're not done. We thought USC might come to the SEC. I don't know if you remember that. They thought we might try to add even like Ohio State and Michigan, like just to form a big super conference.
Yeah.
So do you go past 16? Because that 16 at least makes sense for basketball. You can have your conference tournament can be like basically just one side of March Madness.
Yeah.
In football, you can make that happen a lot easier. But if you go past 16, you're going to get in trouble. So now I'm looking around like the ACC's only got a couple spots where they can add a couple teams.
Yeah. Jeez, that'd be wild if they added a couple of the Pac-12 teams.
Well, through the ACC, like, I mean, you don't want to be left alone. Like, you got 14, and, you know, we went through their schedule, and we went through their realignment. And of your 14 teams, like, football's only, like, really good in four or five of them.
Yeah.
And that's like stretching it. We'll say seven of them. Seven ACC football programs you can kind of throw away. Would you care if I threw Duke football away?
Nope.
Would you really care if I threw North Carolina football away?
Nope.
Or Virginia football?
Nope.
Boston College, which maybe Boston College is being a little unfair because they do at least have some history, but Syracuse? Yeah.
And honestly, all those scream just basketball to me.
Honestly, I wouldn't care if you threw away Louisville football or Georgia Tech football either, which, I mean, Atlanta has a chance of course, being something, but with that academics, like, it feels like it's always going to be just a little bit better than Vanderbilt.
Yeah, it's like either between Northwestern and
Vanderbilt. Yeah, I mean, like, maybe I can get to being Northwestern, like, sure. And then you get to the Big 12 and, like, hey, I mean.
They're down to 10.
I guess you're waiting to see what happens when you bring these new schools in. But
if I'm Oregon and Utah, I'm trying to collab and get somewhere.
Well, the Big 12 is bringing in, what, four teams, right? So they're going from 10 back to 12, right? They're going to lose two, get to eight, and then get four more to get back to 12, correct?
So you could bring in Oregon, Utah.
Bring
in
Oregon, Utah.
And then maybe, like, I feel like I don't know how tied Oregon would want to be like, hey, bring Oregon State along, or if you want to just pivot completely and be like, oh, yeah, no, we'll just bring in Washington and Washington State because they've been better programs.
Or bring Colorado back. Maybe they're not going to bring Colorado back to the conference since they left. Like, no. You chose wrong, buddy.
But I could see the ones that are kind
Arizona's
left
basketball
over.
Program might be worth bringing in just compared to everything else.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, they may do that. So you could do, like, Arizona, Oregon, Utah, and then – Washington, if you want, like, the team with the best history of success.
They would make the – in Seattle, I mean, I feel like it's close
enough. Market,
I feel like Washington at least might have some pull there in Seattle. Yeah.
And then I feel like the rest will kind of in there, like, scatter to, like, the Mountain West at that point. Or you bring Mountain West teams and kind of almost dissolve that and form a worse Pac-10 over there. Or Pac-12. I don't know where they're going to go with this. It's getting interesting.
I don't think anybody likes this, though.
Yeah, this is getting
Like, I don't like Texas and Oklahoma coming. I like this even less.
Mm-hmm.
If I was USC, maybe you're excited because, like, hey, you're getting to. Although no, like, you're getting ready to get back on top of the Pac-12. Like, why? I hope this isn't true, but I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, so now we have – I don't want to discredit this guy who had the scoop.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name again?
You don't – Forgettable.
You don't remember it either?
No, I do not.
Okay. Let's see. Josh Wilner. Wilner. God, he's had my same name, same spelling and everything. John Wilner. I don't want to discredit John Wilner's reporting because it looks like he had it.
Mm-hmm.
But Ross Dellinger from Sports Illustrated is now – confirming the talk.
Yep.
Says USC and UCLA are in negotiations to join the Big Ten. A stunning but not all that surprising move as teams are jockeying to get into the two top leagues of FBS, the SEC and Big.
We're just going to have two 50-team conferences.
I don't know what happens. Like, again, I don't know if you can go past 16. Unless you just, like, went to – like, if you went to 18, I feel like you would – I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I don't either. I don't know, like you said, where this is going, what it ends up being. But it seems like we're trending towards just, like, 20 teams in the conference.
Good question by One in Stripes. He asked, has anyone checked in with Bill Walton about the Conference of Champions? Yeah, it's a good question because, I mean, like, he's going to be sick.
Yeah, he is.
Bill Walton's going to be in turmoil. I mean, he's a UCLA guy, and now he's a Big Ten guy.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for the first broadcast where they ask him about this.
So, like, if you're the ACC, like, I feel like you got to be the one trying to get people to come to you, right?
Yeah.
If you're the ACC, like, you got to be like, hey, Clemson, we have Clemson here. You come play with us. Like, we have the best football program of our three conferences that are left, right? When you look at the big, when you look at what's left of the Big 12, and when you look at what's left of the Pac 12 / Pac 8.
Yep.
Hey, we got, or I guess Pac 10, we got the best football program here with Clemson. We still care about football because, like, in the Pac 12, you can look and say they don't really care about football anymore. You could have made that case before USC and UCLA left. That's probably partly why USC and UCLA wanted out. Maybe this, like, ball got rolling during COVID when they were like, hey, we're not going to play. And everyone's like, wait a second, we don't care about football here? And like, nah, not really. We're here to play school, man. Or do school. But if I'm the ACC, like, I mean, I don't even know who I'm trying to poach. Maybe you're trying to get all four of, like, the – because, like, you could have some good academic boost with Stanford. Get Arizona to come play basketball and Oregon and California. I don't know. Do you try to get four Pac-12 schools or you just try to get two, I guess, to get to 16?
Yeah.
You know, the ACC is already at 14, so maybe you're just trying to get your two in. You need to make sure you got your 16.
Yeah, I guess when we're thinking about it now, you just got to throw geography completely out the window, too, at this point. Like, if you are an ACC team trying or ACC trying to add schools, I think you can just go for whoever you think's going to be the best fit or best quality. I have no idea.
It feels like you got to get to 16, though. You don't want to, like, feel like you're the – because, like, if you're the ACC, like, it's already been clear and established that you are below the SEC in big whatever, 10, 14, 16 – you're below them, but you don't want to, like, accept it. So maybe you got to come out and get your 16 teams. That you're like, hey, we got three super conferences here, nothing to see.
Who all was joining the Big 12? It was
Cincinnati. Yeah, Cincinnati, BYU, and then it was
UCF and Houston.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, like, Memphis is out there. If they just try to add some.
No. you got to grab some power of schools. You can't bring in Memphis as your.
That's their big move.
All due respect to the Tigers, which is none.
I don't know who they. Yeah, I guess they just. Yeah, got to either try to poach what's left of the. Sounds like the Pac-10 is going to dissolve. is what this kind of seems like.
Seems like they're too proud of all the other sports, though.
Yeah, but.
But it seems like they're in real big trouble.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you lost your moneymakers pretty much. So.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean.
Because there's like, I think their biggest issue is there's no one for them to really add to recoup that to any extent.
I mean, Boise State.
Yeah.
You already let BYU mess around and go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Like, you could have added, Boise State and BYU and it would have felt at least somewhat natural, even if it wasn't, like, actually – if it actually, like, helped.
Like,
like you said, there's, like, just no
Boise,
real – there's just no other real moves here
there
for anybody
isn't, like, yeah, if you want people some pedigree, I guess Boise State has a little bit of history. I mean, San Diego State's been good the past few years.
It would feel really sad if, like – I mean, it felt really sad to me when the Big 12 lost their two flagship schools. Mm-hmm. And the response was, yeah, let's get Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Which at least Cincinnati is a top 5 team this year, but, like, yeah, BYU. And at least, you know, there's BYU history with, you know, a Heisman winner, a national championship. But yeah, give us UCF. Well, there's another national championship, I guess. But, like, still, I mean, come on.
Even Houston's like, hey, we play good basketball sometimes.
I mean,
and decent, fun football.
Well, you know, and we're, you know, aren't they now, like, the fourth biggest city in America, too?
Yeah, big market, yeah.
Or at least fifth.
They're up there.
Yeah. But I don't know what's left, though.
But, yeah, no, everybody was very underwhelmed when that happened.
Yeah.
But, yeah, exactly. I don't know who.
If they'd added two of those programs or three of those programs and kept Texas and Oklahoma, you would have felt like you maybe were doing something.
Mm-hmm.
But when you But when you, you know, wait and do that after you lose people, then you know you're kind of.
I think if you're the ACC, you're sitting here trying, fighting for your life to somehow convince Notre Dame to stop being so proud and be one of the teams that joins your conference.
Yeah, sorry. If I'm Notre Dame, yeah, I ain't coming to the Pac-12. No thanks.
Yeah.
No
ACC,
thanks.
Though. ACC, I think you could push for it.
Just yeah, maybe.
The relation. I think that's their best option. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But for Notre Dame, like, hey, I'm sorry. No. Yeah. No, I'm going to hold out for some SEC or maybe some Big Ten.
I said Big Ten at this point. You keep that USC Notre Dame kind of throwback rivalry
that's
in there.
Stupid.
Yeah, it is.
So stupid. Hour two in the books. We'll kick off hour three of headlines.